Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
When you focus on the past, that's your ego. I did this. We were able to beat this team for all. I did this in the past. I won that in the past. And when I focus in the future, it's my pride. Like, yeah, next game, game five, I do this and this and this.
Booker the drive, gets inside, leans in, knocked away and stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has the foul, and a pinnacle foul, throws it down. And a foul. Giannis on the alley-oop. What a turnaround. A chance to take the lead and the turnover as the Bucks now up by three and a free throw coming up. The Milwaukee Bucks are one win away from their first title in 50 years as they win on the road to take game five and now lead 3-2.
Mike Breen on the call. NBA Finals on ABC. Well, this has been a pretty great finals. I don't know what they're talking about on the talking head shows today. I think there's going to be a narrative about ratings. This is not like resonating nationally, this series. And that's a shame. Because this is some of the best basketball we've seen in a long time. This finals has been tremendous. So I don't know if it's a mid-July thing, although the NBA is dominating the sports landscape. Have you heard about any other sport? I mean, a little bit of baseball in there. They had the All-Star game. But it's a lot of this is NBA is in the front of people's minds. And the Olympics start on Friday. Do they, though? I mean, they are... I don't know. I'm not entirely confident that the Olympics get finished. Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, and Devin Booker are on the Olympic team. And the reporting from Brian Windhorst of ESPN was that when the finals are done, almost immediately they're going to have to get on a plane so they can go over and then quarantine. So they're not even going to be around to celebrate. Which is absurd. They got to be at the parade. I mean, I didn't blow $50 on chairs that get stolen for nothing. If you're just tuning in, I know you're tuning in for Bucks talk, but I just got a call that my chairs downtown are stolen and I've completely melted live on the air. I am distraught and beside myself. All the good vibes I was having are gone. Let's talk a little bit more about this game. This game on Saturday, if you're a Suns fan, you're like, what more do we have to do? I mean, honestly. They shot 55%. They shot 68% from three. They had a problem with turnovers in game four. They only had 8 turnovers. They only got out-rebounded by 2 by a team that's bigger than them. Statistically, you look at this thing and you're like, yeah, I mean, we should have won. They shot 90% from the line. Bucks shot 52%. I mean, at one point, Giannis had the two biggest free throws of his life. And he missed them both. What did Chris Paul say after? I can go dig and find that quote. We all think that he's going to miss. Even he thinks he's going to miss.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it. But it does that's fine, Chris. But we expect you to choke in the NBA playoffs. And both things are coming true.
I mean, does anyone like Chris Paul? Not even that. What does Chris Paul do that's likable? What do you like about him? That you know him? That he's been around a while? I mean, what would you... That he's in commercials? That he's friends with LeBron James? God, once I found out LeBron was going to be at that game, that is unfathomable to me. LeBron James was at the game for his friend Chris Paul. We know that he's friends. He's been tweeting about Chris Paul, etc. The Lakers lost to the Suns. And now he's showing up courtside at Suns games? I mean, I know LeBron stans are going to defend him no matter what, but I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, I mean, do you really think that Michael Jordan is showing up because he's friends with Joe Dumars or something when the Pistons knocked him out later on to watch him in the NBA Finals?
You keep referencing Joe Dumars today.
Yeah.
Or was that a caller? Was that you or a caller?
That was a caller.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I know for a fact he's not friends with Isaiah Thomas, so I can't mention him.
Joe Dumars' name keeps coming up. DeAndre Ayton says that he likes being behind and they are embracing the underdog role.
I like it. You know, tables are turned out. Now we're the desperate team. You know, we had our chances of being up and, you know, trying to finish the job. Now we're in the same position that they were in. They're up and... Now we got to go get it. That's why it's a little bit more fun.
You know, I respect him for saying that. He was getting some heat for that, but it's always more fun to be in chase mode because then there's less pressure. You're the desperate team. You can kind of get away with more. And it was fun for the Bucks. That's why down 2-0, I thought they still – I mean, this Bucks team, people ask me two things when I do phone calls in other markets. You know, whether it's – Tulsa, Wisconsin, or whether, you know, your boy's on a little bit of the Sirius XM.
Charles Lee.
Oh my God. I should play that one more time before this run ends. Charles Lee, he did not get that job, did he? Did the Pelicans hired somebody, yes? I think they did.
Yeah, I think they're close to, or either they did or they're close to hiring somebody. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
And the Wizards, you got a new coach.
Yeah, son of... Wes Unseld Jr.
Are we happy about that as a Wizards guy?
I don't know enough about him to really know whether it's good or not, but I like that he's a son of a former great.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I like that.
All right. Congrats on your hire.
Thanks.
Are you bummed that Bradley Beal's out of the Olympics?
Yeah, I canceled my USA Bradley Beal jersey order.
Oh, bummer. That could be a collector's item.
Well, he played like two games, and I'm pretty sure they lost, so I don't even want to remember those.
How come they
games.
Have Bradley Beal, and they can't figure out how to win, and then they have Keldon Johnson, and they're like world beaters now?
Yeah, they're like, we had, you know, all NBA guys, but let's replace them with JaVale McGee, Keldon Johnson. Now we're going to be a good team.
The USA scrimmaged Spain last night, and Keldon Johnson fouled out at five fouls, and he didn't. None of these guys know the international rules. International, it's five fouls. None of these guys. They're still trying to draw fouls. None of them know what they're even playing. It's just like, you guys are good. You go play. I'm pumped to watch Middleton and Drew in the Olympics, but I also, it's like, I almost don't want them to go. I mean, if you win the finals, just, you don't want to get on a plane and go halfway around the world.
Yeah, I mean, how weird is it going to be for them when they've been going at it with Devin Booker all this time, and then they all head over to Tokyo, and then now they're teammates, and you got to be buddy-buddy?
Yeah, do they really need him in group play? Like, give him some time, you know?
Yeah, all of them, really. Even Booker needs a little bit of time.
You're in the NBA Finals. You're going to win the NBA Finals. You've worked your whole life for this. And I know, like the Olympics, to some people, they've worked their whole life for it. But Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday didn't work their whole life for it. They got picked because a bunch of the other guys didn't want to go.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want to win the NBA Finals and then go over there and sit in a hotel room to celebrate?
No.
You want to be part of the parade.
Yeah. And you just want, not even that, you want to, like, walk around town. Like, if I was Chris Middleton, even after the parade, like a week after the parade, I would just say, I'm going to go for a walk and just get stopped by everyone. Yeah, you won. You're the best, dude. I know I am. I did win. I am the best. I step up in big games. I'm a top 20 player. I'm a two-time All-Star. I'm an NBA champion. That's what I would be doing. 414-799-1250. We have a chance for you to win state fair tickets today. You can win state fair tickets with our question, where are you watching game six? Who are you watching with? Are you tailgating? But I do kind of want to get a sense of where everybody is watching the game tomorrow. I actually mean it this time. This is a little different than just a random Packer game in October. So tweet us where you're watching the game on game six, what your plans are. Use the hashtag BartTickets, and somebody will win a pair of state fair tickets coming up later today. You'll be contacted. Banana says Major Goolsby's. That'll be close. You'll be in the action there. Ryan says, got tickets in the upper deck as my friends and I decided to continue being season ticket holders. Paid for them during the whole pandemic. Now that pays off with these seats. DJ's going to be watching from home, but celebrating after. Nick says, at home in front of my TV, either standing, pacing around, or kneeling and praying. I went to game four with my dad, who has a season ticket package with some guys. I was so happy to be there, so lucky. I'll be watching this one at home with my kids. This one comes from Matt. Matt's got a question. He says, should I break my winning trend? Bucks have been winning when I watch in my garage, but now I want to watch the game with my dad, but don't want to mess up the Bucks in six space-time continuum. What do I do? Get your dad in the garage. Have your dad, or can he not come over? Get your dad in there. Where the hell are my chairs? Rogers in Cudahy, 799-1250. Roger?
Well, good morning, Bart. I kind of apologize, but I feel I'm trying to get a little bit more informed. First off, I'm sorry about your chairs, but I'm trying to be just a little bit more informed. I'm not exactly sure. These chairs were in downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And do you think,
Roger, they stayed. I put them there Friday. They stayed through Friday night and through Saturday night. They were bulletproof.
And I understand they were for a parade. Now, do you think, if I heard correctly, someone else's were left in place, do you think this is personal?
Oh, you think somebody's against me?
Well, have you received a ransom note? And, well, would you pay $5 to get them back, for example?
All right, so you took my chairs. It's pretty obvious.
Oh, yeah, come on now, Bart.
Well, I didn't even think. Nobody was thinking ransom. Nobody was talking ransom. Nobody was thinking ransom. All of a sudden, Roger comes in and starts asking me for money. Come on. Put the chairs back, Roger.
That would be a simple solution. In a way, I wish I did, because I could fix this for you. But no, I didn't, Bart. But anyone out there listening, put them back.
Yeah. Thank you, Roger. I'm 100% certain whoever took the chairs is not listening. I'm pretty certain of that. I don't even know if I tagged the right people. I said, help me out, Milwaukee Downtown. Milwaukee Downtown is a Twitter account, but it's like a tourism account. But it's got 60,000 followers, so somebody's doing something right. I even put a private property sign down there.
Yeah, someone put like a beware of the dog sign too.
Yeah, somebody put Norwegian parking only. Amy says, I bet the city took them. That's why they lasted until Sunday night. Okay, so the city workers. All right. So, I got these chairs. Who put these chairs here?
Well, they needed somewhere to sit, so they figured they'd take the free chairs on the side of the road, but leave the green ones.
Just when I was really feeling the city, man. I thought you guys, I'm seeing, bucks. I'm seeing people make homemade buck signs, putting them on their lawn. I saw one guy on the news with a dead deer on the front of his car. And it didn't even look out of place. But God forbid I put four $6 chairs on the parade route. It's not like I put them in front of like Moe's or the Pfister. I put them in front of a vacant building. Steve's in Brookfield. What's up, Steve?
What's up, guys? What a great weekend. Hey, I just got to say, this is what we want right now. We could not ask for a better situation than be in Milwaukee and win this championship. We know we cannot let that game get back to Phoenix. This is our time right now. We have to do this. I mean, my wife doesn't even watch Hallmark right now. She is watching the Bucks basketball.
Ooh, and Hallmark's good in the summer. They got a lot of new shows.
Yeah, well, it's not better than the Bucks.
I know. I'm just saying for your wife to give up Hallmark with Candon Cameron Bure in like every movie they have.
Yeah, my God, she cries every last 5 minutes of the shows all the time. I just can't handle that.
Hey, has she seen the one where the big city, high-paying job woman moves back to a small town and then reconnects with someone from her childhood and they fall in love?
You know, I think I might have thought it with her. I watch all these shows with her because
they're all in that one. That's they all are. And it's always at Christmas.
I mean, it's Christmas in July right now. She loves that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, you know, I just got to say something, Bart. You know, I'm really glad the Bucks won. They got a great, great team, a great chance. But have you noticed they swallow the whistle on Booker every time? He wrapped his arms around Middleton again, and there's a no call. I mean, I can't believe that. I mean, I think the Bucks got to play smash mouth basketball. I really do. In this last game, because it's not going to come easy. It is not going to come easy. If we're going to win this, it's going to be close again. They are going to get their points, but they got to play just rough. They got to play like Tucker. I think he may have made 3 points this last game, but, you know, his defense was outstanding. And Holiday, he came to play. He came to play this time. One more game, one more time, and it's ours. That's all they got to do, just one more time. They play like they did again. Everybody scores 20-plus points. Our trio, we beat these guys. Because Phoenix, they gave us their best shot to beat us. Their best shot. That was their best shot. And they could not do it. I don't expect us to be on our floor doing that to us.
No.
No, I just don't.
This is our team, our town.
That's right.
And this is history really in the making, man.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And they got to feel it. They got to know it. You know we want it now. They had their chance. And I always hear staff, I don't really care about staff. I care about the game. It's what did you do for me this game? Because right now, we control our own destiny right now. Anybody would take a chance to win the championship on your own home floor right now. This is all we've been fighting for. So we got our wish now. We got to just come through. The fans are doing their part. I mean, there is support all over the place. I was down there. There is support all over the place. So now all they got to do now is come out and perform. And my God, you can't afford a ticket to get inside there because standing room only, with not a court view, is
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. So if you want to go with you're spending $2,000. It'd be nice to do that, but you know, I'll stick with my plan. Stay. I'll watch with my wife. She's my little good luck charm right now. So we're gonna stay with it.
Well, good. Make sure you at least DVR some of the Hallmark stuff because she's missing some real dynamite programming.
She has about 40 of them already, taking up all my space.
Oh, yeah, you want to watch your man shows.
That's right, I do. Bart, come on, man. Are you going to go down there? Are you going to go down there?
Yeah, I'm going to be in the district. I don't know where yet. I'll be down. I won't be at the game.
Well, just look for an empty chair. You might be able to have a good time.
I know. All right, Steve.
Okay, bye.
Speaking of my chair is on the phone. My chair is on the phone? Do I have this right, Toby?
Yes, chair.
My chair is on the phone. Chair, yep. Is that you?
Is this Mr. Stinkler?
This is
the red chair.
chair.
We're a family. There are four of us, and we have been absconded by people in purple clothing. And right now, we're in a hotel downtown, and I need help. Get my family out of here.
Are you guys together at least, the four of you?
We're all together. We are zip tied together. We're a family.
Have they done anything to you?
I cannot even tell you over the radio. You would have to bleep me, but there are other chairs involved.
What? What is happening?
There are other chairs here. These people with purple and orange are taking chairs wherever they are on Wisconsin Avenue. And Mr. Stinker, they are doing things to us that are unimaginable.
All right, chair. Remember what I told you when I put you down there? I said it's going to get – you are doing a great service, and whatever happens, we will come out of this. I will not let them do any more to you.
I just want Culver's for tonight. Can you help us out with that?
Yeah. You're being tortured and you want Culver's.
Or Quick Trip.
Okay, I'll bring you Culver's.
Or Windows. We'll take Windows.
I can get you Windows at Windows Select.
Help us out.
All right, Chair. I'll be down there as soon as I can.
Thank you, Mr. Stinkler.
Yes, all right, Chair. I'm on my way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's being the moment. You know, I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm always real. You know, I feel like that's what makes me who I am. I'm always real. Sometimes I go to the, you know, free throw line, and I'm nervous a little bit, you know. But this time, I wasn't nervous at all because I was so much dialed in. I just missed, you know. But I'm happy. I live with it because I shot my routine. I did exactly what I always do, and I just missed, you know. But, you know, there's going to be times that, you know, they're going to talk, your opponent player is going to talk, the crowd going to yell, but just got to keep playing through that.
You know, there's a million reasons why I want the Bucks to wrap this thing up in six. Reason number one. Well, that's probably not reason number one. But we got to stop with the Suns counting thing. And ABC continuing to split screen it or zoom from the crowd into Giannis. Like, stop making it a thing. You're making it a thing. It doesn't have to be a thing. And now Giannis is getting the ball off in time. So what are we doing? Giannis, I said earlier, he had the biggest two free throws of his life. He missed them. He missed them both. But then on one free throw, he had the tip back. So good job on Giannis for doing that. Man, Chris Paul's such a loser. Martinez in Port Washington. What's up, Martinez?
What's up, man? Man, feel bad about your cheers, dude. I think some hater took them, man. I don't think the city did it because they know it's your cheers. So, you know, you got
hit. Well, the chair that just called in sounds like he's being tortured by the Suns gorilla.
Yeah, I know, man. That's crazy. This show is crazy. Man, Gang 5, dude, it was like, I'm going to admit, when they was up 32-16 in the first quarter, I was like, oh, my God. Like, why should they play so bad in the first quarter? I just don't understand that. Like, why can't they just come out and beat a team right away and don't have to have all that pressure? It's like they like the pressure. I don't like the pressure, but it's like they like the pressure.
Oh, I meant to finish that story. I said that there's two things that people keep asking me about when I do other radio hits. One is what this means for the city of Milwaukee, but the other is, like, why are the Bucks? Why do you think the Bucks are a team that can get this done? And I said it's not that they are good at adversity. It's that they, like, need the adversity. They like want to be down. They want to have to come back and fight. They don't just thrive on it. They need it.
Yeah, it do seem like that. And, you know, I got to give props to Coach Bud, man. He's been doing an amazing job, dude. Like, his timeout's on point. His lineups are good. I mean, yeah, he put Jeff Teague out there. But you got to put Jeff Teague out there. You down guard. So you got to get a little minute to get somebody a break. You know, Pat C has been doing an amazing job on the rebounds. I like that somebody said that 3-and-R. That was pretty good. Giannis, his free throws look better. I kind of, you know, when he got to the line after that push by Chris Paul, dirty play, man. I can't stand Chris Paul. I kind of knew he was going to miss that free throw. He was just too hyped up. He stared at the camera. That's going to be an iconic moment. And I think by the hate that the players give him, by not, you know, commenting on him, because they comment on everything, man. But when he do something, they don't say nothing. And by having Adele, Rich Paul, and LeBron witness Giannis dunking on his best friend Chris Paul and couldn't do nothing about it but sit there with his tequila under his leg, and I still can't believe they allow that. It's just, that picture is going to be iconic, man. It's just.
Yeah, it's a picture. Giannis, he's got the dunk on the left side of the picture, and then the right side you see LeBron.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that it happened on that hoop, too?
I know, man. I know. And he's going to be always in that picture, dude. That's going to live forever.
And, I know.
It's going to be awesome, man. I just can't wait. I plan on going to the Dodgers. I need some tips, though, man. I'm old. So, you know, I know everybody down there is 20-something. I'm in my 40s. Like, you go in one way and you come out one way? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they try to funnel you in on one way. If you're going to be in the crowd, I mean, I think bars are reserving tables, but for like hundreds of dollars now.
Oh, okay. So I couldn't go into the beer garden and just get a table without dropping $100 for reserve.
Yeah, I would call the different places and be like, "What are you doing? Is there something special where I don't have to just like be a sardine?"
Yeah, because I'm going down there, man. But I just don't want to be like my wife's getting in the car. Sorry.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I just don't want to be, you know, stuck in a mosh crowd because, you know, I know if I get to the front, if I get there early, I want to make my way towards the back. So when the chaos go off, especially when we win, it's going to be crazy, dude. People don't expect to get home on time. You're going to be tired for work if you go to work. It's going to be crazy.
Maybe instead of like being like in the Deer District, maybe if you're like, I mean, right there, but like at a Goolsby's or Buck Bradley's or, you know, the Brat House. If you're at one of those, you're like there. And then after the spill out, you could still be with everybody. Maybe that's the move.
Yeah. That could work.
Still getting down there is going to be hard, but like if you want to like sit, I'm just thinking if you want to sit.
Oh, yeah. I'll plan on getting there around like around 3 maybe. I want to, that's even too late. But I got to go to work, so I got to definitely, you know, get there right after work. I'm leaving right after work. But I, you know, I never been to nothing that crazy before, and I see how crazy it is when I watch the games on TV, and it's like, man, dude, it's going to be crazy. And my last point about the game, man, is I need Drew and Middleton and Giannis to play again like that because, and they need to double-team Booker. Why don't they double-team Booker? I don't know. Make other teams beat you. I mean, make the other players beat you. Do not let Booker beat you because Booker's so pure, man. I hate it. Admit it, but it's pure. It's like every time he gets up to shoot it, I'm like, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, he's well defended.
Yeah.
Like, even Middleton, I thought, he's defended him pretty well, and they throw Drew on him, and some of these shots he's making have, like, this incredible arc.
Yeah.
Very pure. You're right.
I'm going to let other people talk. Bucks and six. Bucks fans, be loud. Giannis told you to be loud. And if an usher tell you anything, man, ignore it. Just be loud, man. No one should tell you to sit down. If they do, ignore them.
Yeah.
Be loud.
All right, Martinez, you have fun. Yeah, anybody that tells you to sit down tomorrow, you just show them the receipt of the ticket that you bought. I'm not paying. If I'm going to be in that arena, I want to stand. If I'm not in the arena... Is it so hard to ask? I just want to be in all the action but not stand. is that so hard? Yeah, God, it is going to be insane. I wonder what the estimate should be. I think a lot of us have settled on like 100,000, but I'm talking to people. You guys are tweeting in from all over the state that are planning to come down. This is going to be like nothing we've ever seen before. Nothing we've ever seen. And we're assuming they win, but, you know, whatever. It's still going to be that anticipation. This is going to be the last finals game in Milwaukee, the series. And a lot of people just want to be a part of that. And, man, it's going to be wild. 414-799-1250. Randy is on the south side. Randy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning, Randy.
I'll tell you what. What a great weekend. I was at Rockfest this weekend up in Cadott. And, you know, you're sitting there in the concerts, and you got people on their phones watching the Bucks game, and there'd be random, yeah! So it's kind of funny because, you know, people are, they're sitting there playing the concert, and people are screaming different things every, you know, every 5 minutes. And then there was the Bucks and six chance. But I also have an idea for your chairs, though.
Yeah.
I think you should have, like, a trivia contest for the Bart Whitmore seats. And you could do like the Bob Uecker seats and like put it on Juneau Avenue. So.
Oh yeah. But, you know. Yeah, I'll be two blocks away. No one will take my chair then.
Exactly.
I like that.
You have a good day.
All right, you too, Randy. Randy with a little bit of a Seth Rogen laugh. I like that. Good idea, Randy. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Man, I'm excited. You just can't believe it. You just can't believe that it's gotten to this point. And I wanted to say about Mike Breen before, that was him on the call of some of the highlights we've played. I just love having those guys on the call. I mean, Mike Breen brings such a big game feel. Like in the NFL, you've got Joe Buck and Jim Nantz and, you know, Al Michaels. They've all got a big game feel, but there's many of them. In basketball, B.A. is great. Ian Eagle's great. Marv is a legend for what he does, but Mike Breen is just, it's tremendous. Absolutely good stuff.
I was thinking about it the other day. I was talking with my cousin about it. We were watching the game together. It's like, so, you know, people complain about Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson, and he's like, well, I like him more than Reggie Miller and Chris Webber. What color commentator do we want? As like Mike Breen... Do we like Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson?
Not really, but they work.
Well, that's the thing. I was thinking, I was like, what guy do I want to take their place if they were taken off the broadcast? I was like, I don't know that I have one.
Like, it's not, sometimes if you're good, that doesn't mean you have a big game feel. Like, there's plenty of guys that are good, but, and just because of maybe over time, Van Gundy and Jackson with Mike Breen, that's the finals to me.
Yeah,
you know?
I do like listening to them, and they do bring that big game feel. It does get old, though, when Jeff Van Gundy, anytime there's something, well, I think they should change this rule.
Yeah.
Like when, who was it, got fouled, and they threw it up and went in, and I think it was Brooke on the
they gotta change this rule.
The rip-through move. If it goes in, they should count it. No.
What are we doing? They gotta change this rule. This rule is ridiculous. And then Jackson's like, I disagree. And then Breen's like,
bang!
Bang, okay. It feels like it's Breen's doing his thing, and then Van Gundy and Jackson are doing theirs, and the feeds are blended.
Yeah.
It's like they're barely like,
it's like the
one
parent,
unit.
The parent driving the car and the kids fighting in the back.
Yeah, that's pretty good. 799-1250-414. Well, I disagree. 799-1250. Window select 262-703-3500. 262-703-3500. Big deal this week. It's championship week, guys. We got a lot going on. And Window Select says, hey, we got free installation this week. Could this week get any better? Yep. Free installation. You can get your windows, your siding, your doors, all taken care of from Window Select, and all of their products backed with a double lifetime warranty. Double lifetime warranty. Their products are going to last. They are high quality, energy efficient as well. Double lifetime. So variants of you can come and trying to bring up Loki again. I haven't talked about him in a while. Renewed season 2. 262-703-3500. Buy one, get one again on the windows, no matter how many windows you get. So try to keep track of all these deals. No payments for a full year and free installation this week. Give them a call. 262-703-3500.
Holiday, another long three. Got it. Drew Holiday lighting it up here in the first half. And the Bucks go back up by one. Bridges pulls back. Middleton wants it. Good ball down. Now Middleton comes out to get it. On the drive, step back, three-pointer. It's good! More Middleton magic! Booker the drive, gets inside, leans in. Knocked away and stolen by Holiday. Phoenix has to foul, and a pinnacle ball throws it down! And a foul! Giannis on the alley-oop. What a turnaround! A chance to take the lead and the turnover as the Bucks now up by three and a free throw coming up.
Just makes everything more balanced, for sure. It makes life easier on everybody knowing that, you know, we play together. We have everybody clicking on all cylinders. We're tough to guard. And then on defensive side, we can click, we can switch. We know how to, you know, have each other's back. But when we're all playing well, we're one of the best teams, for sure.
A balanced attack. God, I mean, even with Bledsoe, let's look at Middleton and Giannis and then the point guard with them. How many times are they all like this in one game? It's so rare. Great to see on Saturday night, and they may need that again on Tuesday. Bar Winkler Show live from the Lakeland University Studios, online or in person. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Giannis 14-23. Middleton 12 of 23, Holiday 12 of 20, 27 for Drew, 29 for Chris, 32 for Adetokounmpo. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. What a fantastic win on Saturday night. And now they go into a game 6 coming up tomorrow in Milwaukee, where many are descending upon the town. AC says, driving down tomorrow from Rochester, Minnesota. We're thinking Major Goolsby's or something on 3rd or Water. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be the Deer District where they keep showing all those people, and those people will be there. There's going to be the Pfizer Forum where those people will be there. But there's also going to be, like, people just want to be even attached to it. Like, just downtown in general, you're going to want to be. So this is great for a lot of the businesses down there. For, I mean, think of everything that's been hit so hard. This will be such a good night for Milwaukee. As in the back of our head, we're like worried about the pandemic coming back. Just enjoy and be safe. Robin's in Milwaukee. What's up, Robin?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you loud and clear.
Now I don't. What you guys do.
Can you start from the top? I missed everything. Cool. Robin, I don't got you. I don't got you. No dice there, Robin. All right. You try again. 414-799-1250. But to Robin's point, I do think that Brooke Lopez has settled into a good role as well. Brooke was, they used him a little bit in the paint. You know, Suns went small at one time and the Bucks went big. Bucks had a lineup, and it wasn't that long, but of, was it Chris, Giannis, Bobby, Brooke, and PJ were all out there at one time. Jeff Teague played some early minutes and then didn't play in the second half, if I'm not mistaken. Bryn Forbes is gone. Bryn Forbes has retired. Not really, but I thought there would be a Bryn Forbes night at some point. That is gone. He's not even in the rotation. I mean, they may have to shrink this thing down to 7 coming up on game 6. Drew already played 42, Middleton 44, Giannis 41. You can use Teague to spell those guys, but I just feel like 8 minutes is going to be too much. Connaughton almost needs to, he almost needs to play more than 33. I mean, he does. Those 8 minutes from Jeff Teague, he got you a minus 11. And the plus minus is probably a little wonky from that game. Giannis is a minus 7 in that game, if you look at that. But that was the run in the second quarter where the Bucks cut a 14-point deficit within 5 minutes. They were doing it without Giannis, and then they were going to sub him in, and then the Suns were going to bring in Booker again, and the Bucks never wanted to, well, obviously they didn't want to call a timeout. They didn't want to stop the play because they were on a run, but why force Giannis in there if it's just going to allow Booker to come in too? So they didn't want to mess that up. And that was good. That's the team coming through. That's the team coming through. Maybe PJ could play a little more. I don't know. Brooke, I'm looking at the minutes right now and trying to figure out how you cover Teague's 8 minutes if you do just play 7 guys for a game 6. Because the Suns are pretty much doing the same thing too. They're down to about 8 guys. And Torrey Craig is their Jeff Teague. Look, I don't think Torrey Craig coming into this series, you know, there's the Ringer article. He's the Bucks traded their secret weapon to the Suns, and he's going to make such an impact. Torrey Craig, I mean, the Bucks gave him away for the minimum that you can give a guy away. Torrey Craig's a fine defender and all, but let's not act like he's like the 18th most important guy in the series.
Well, he wouldn't be playing much of a role if Saric probably didn't get hurt. And some of the guys that they've had go down, he wouldn't be playing as much of a role for the Phoenix Suns. And that all that stuff looks pretty stupid right now because Milwaukee's been rolling since after game 2. So I don't get... Torrey Craig is not going to be a reason that the Bucks or the Suns win this finals.
Is the Saric injury bigger than we have been talking about?
It's got to be because...
It made him go small.
It makes them go small, and Milwaukee just dominates inside, and I don't know that Saric is going to be able to completely stop that, but he'll at least maybe quelch a little bit of it.
Yeah, interesting to think about. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. You could tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. We are giving away State Fair tickets, a pair of tickets. I'm sorry, we're not giving away Game 6 tickets. We're giving... If there was a contest, there would not be a contest. Bart, can you give away these Game 6 tickets? Yeah, for sure. Who won them, by the way? Oh, a guy named Brent.
Wart Binkler.
Don't you have a brother named Brent that lives in town? Yep. And who's he going with? A friend. Is it you, Bart? Yeah. Yeah, I took him. Wart Binkler. Yeah, him too. Him too. Oh, it's the craziest thing. There was this chair that called in. A hostage. And I gave him away to the guy keeping him hostage in exchange for the chairs. Oh, okay, Bart, that makes sense. That's illegal. It's called payola. Tom says, CP3 tried to kill Chris Giannis on that dunk. That was a very dangerous shove he did out of frustration. Yeah, Patrick Beverly shoved Chris Paul out of frustration in that Clippers series. And everyone's like, oh, how could you do that? Frustration got the best of him. Frustration got the best of Chris Paul, and he tried to push a guy when he was in midair. Tisk, tisk, I say. But we're giving away a pair of tickets to the State Fair all this week and next. We want to know where you're going to try to watch Game 6. I want to just know if you're trying to get down there. I want to just try to know if you are going to watch it at home and want to be a part of it, or if you are going to the game. We'd like to try to figure that out, too. Again, you can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. JR says, Deer District. Eric's going to be in the Fiserv. JJ's going to be in the Fiserv. Dave's in the Man Cave. So a lot of great places that you can pick and choose where you want to watch this game. Jake says, hey, regarding the chairs, I think it's time to consider getting someone to do the 24-arm security. It's the only way at this point. I suppose I could hire a firm to protect my $6 lawn chairs, but again, it is that spot. And we're at the point now when there is a parade. My chairs got stolen. If you are just checking in, my chairs got stolen. Oh, yeah, there was a really good spot. Somebody said Racine District, or Racine's doing their own district. What bar is this? Boone and Crockett had a really good setup over the weekend in the Fifth Ward. So that's a good place to check out too if you're looking to be around a lot of people but don't think you can get down to the Deer District. Clay's in Burlington. What's up, Clay?
Hey, how's it going, Bart?
Good morning, Clay.
good morning. Yeah, I just wanted to say where I'll be watching the game. Fortunately, my brother has season tickets, so I will be at Game 6. It's going to be awesome.
What's he making you pay for those?
Hey, he's the best brother in the world. He's making me pay face value, which is $215. And he sent me something yesterday morning where the tickets he has, he could sell them for $2,700 per ticket. So I got a great brother.
So you're worth at least $2,500 to him. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was trying to get him to let me go for free, but you know what? I let it slide this time.
Yeah. You want to go for free, Clay? How about I sell these for $3,000 and sit next to a stranger? I can do that very easily.
You know, it's funny. I told him, because he has four tickets, and I told him, I said, you know, it's me, my brother, my best friend, and my good friend are going. And I told him, I said, hey, I totally understand. If you sell these tickets, make $11,000, I totally get it. But he's like, nope, man, we're going. We're going to enjoy Bucks and Six. So I'm super excited, man. It's going to be an awesome night. And I can guarantee I will lose my voice within the first quarter.
Yeah, how the hell am I going to do a show on Wednesday? How am I going to talk on Wednesday? Clay, have fun, dude. That's awesome.
All right. Have a good day, morning, Bart. Love your show.
Yeah, thank you. I love you, Clay. What a good brother. You're really finding out the value of what people are worth to you if they're going to give you a ticket at face value or not. That's some good stuff. 414-799-1250. Much more from you guys. Excited to hear from anyone I haven't heard from yet. First-time callers, long time, first time, no time. I keep running into people. Toby, this is what I get the most when I run into people. Hey, man, love the show. Thank you. I always mean to call, but I'll call Monday. Oh, yeah, all right. They never do. I mean to call. Okay. All right.
Is that Ram that says that to you? Because where's Ram
then? Oh, whatever. Hey, Ram, you know. Phone's always open, buddy. You know that. wherever you are. More next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.